The guiding policies of the local government were primarily focused in revitalizing Uptown Butte. But as there is now, and there was then, this conflict, there were actually two conflicts. One conflict was, do we preserve or do we redo? And there, you know, do we remake, do we tear down and rebuild? And being a champion for historic, when preserving historic properties, was a difficult road to take. But what helped a great deal was that Montana Power had decided at that point in time to invest in Uptown Butte and to take the renovation route. We were trying to foster a notion of, you know, or foster the use of historic preservation incentives like tax credits and other things, and also the goodwill. And in generally speaking, you know, it's easier to build new. So when you're trying to talk to people, and also there was, we had tried in the urban renewal plan. You have to do a plan in order to use the tax increment financing tool. And we wanted to include a great deal of design review. And the council wasn't quite ready for that. They wanted, so we emphasized the philosophy was more the carrot rather than the stick. You know, so as we were able to get more money in, we could say, if you renovate your building according or fix up your facade in a respectful way that reflects the history of the community, then we'll help you financially. So we were, it was a slow go, but we actually were turning the tide. So that was one conflict. The other conflict was that people in the community felt that there was a competition between economic development on the flats versus economic development uptown.